This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. This is The Escape Hour. It's Joy 94.9. This is your food and travel show. My name's Russ Masterton, and across the panel for me today, I have the one, the only, the gorgeous, the glamorous Fiona Brooke. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Russ. You know that we're the premier lifestyle program on Joy now.
Are we really?
Well, we just named ourselves. Well, most recently.
I love your marketing, Fiona. We need more of that. We definitely
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Don't hold back. Just say it like
And
it
why
is.
Would you? I agree with you 100%. We are a premier lifestyle program. Food and travel, what more could you ask for? To the left of me, I've got our new musketeer, our newbie, the famous graduate of the Joy 94.9 Radio School, and I've got Stefan. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well. Thank you, Ross.
It's good to have you here. You were earlier telling us that you have an E on the end of your name, and people call you Stephanie sometimes, but
it
happens. Okay. Yes. We were talking to Stefan about how Australians like to give everyone nicknames, don't they? Fee?
Yes. If it's a long name, they like to shorten it. If it's a short name, they like to lengthen it.
Well, you know, my name's Russell, so I ended up with Rusty.
Rusty.
So, or Lemon playful. Rusky. Lemon Rusky during my drinking days. Yeah. So,
what, you're not drinking these days?
Oh, sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. You know, this is a lifestyle show. We've got to keep it nice, don't we? And our other member on the panel today is Tess, our newsreader. Welcome, Tess. Good
Hello.
To have you on the show. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Good to be here.
Thank you very much. So we have a huge roundup this week because we start our show with roundups. I have been to the Queer Film Festival and I have to say what a fantastic festival Melbourne puts on every year with the queer films. I've really enjoyed everything I've seen so far. My favourite has been a movie called Loving Simon. Mm-hmm. Which is this gorgeous movie about this young guy at high school who's outed by a peer, and his family and friends all love him, and then he meets his boyfriend at the same high school. And I have to tell you, there is something bizarrely odd and beautiful about being in a movie theatre with 500 other gay men and all you can hear is crying. It was just so beautiful. It was. And
that's
this movie.
So charming.
Yeah, this movie, you just sit there and you think, oh, why wasn't it like that when I was at high school? And yeah, it was just a really amazing, amazing movie. So,
well, you know, I mean, it's a fantastic things that are happening in American high schools now with the movement, Never Again.
Yes.
They predict, you know, 500,000 people are going to be marching around the US on Saturday their time this weekend. So that's some very hopefully positive news coming out of that action.
Yeah, well, I love the stuff that's happening in the US at the moment is, you know, especially with that slogan that I've seen a lot of, is why do Americans love their guns more than their kids, is one that it's sort of resonated a bit with me. So.
It does indeed. They're calling themselves Generation... All right, well, I better stop that because I can't remember what it was. But they're referring to themselves as a generation that has been really at the brunt of massacre. So it certainly is really
so fantastic.
It would be great to see some action.
Imagine the post-trauma. There must be so much of it.
I just can't imagine going to school and, you know, worrying about the fact that, you know, you hear a loud bang and you think, is that a gunshot or, you know?
I think they have security guards now at most schools.
Yeah.
And thinking that the teacher might be carrying a gun.
Yes, it just seems odd. I couldn't remember my old, you know, my old Mrs. Kent, you know, holstering a... You know, an MI5 or an MI20. I don't know anything about
guns. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about something more friendly.
Yes, more cheerful.
All right. I'm moving right along. Thank you, Fiona.
On the subject of festivals, it's the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Now, I always love a bit of Melbourne Food and Wine. It's a great time to indulge and you never have to feel guilty, not that I do anyway. Last night I went to a fabulous event at Tolano in St Kilda with one of our former guests, Janet Deneef, who is, of course, the founder of the Ubud Food Festival. And the founder of the Ubud Writers Festival. She is a Melbourne girl who's been living in Ubud for over 30 years. So she brought a Balinese warong to Tolano, and they had two traditional Indonesian pig on spits out on Fitzroy Street.
Wow.
I was like, how are you going to do that? But anyway, they did. And then all these incredible...
God, they must have cleaned Fitzroy Street up quite a bit, have they?
Absolutely, well, for the Grand Prix.
Oh, that's right, of course, of course.
Exactly. It was a stunning night. And she brought one of her chefs over from Ubud, a woman who had never left Bali before.
Oh, how wonderful.
So
yeah.
That was really cute. And all these beautiful Indonesian bean salads and enough, because I didn't eat the pig or the chicken, so there was tons of delicious salads and some fantastic sambals, and that was really lovely. So I did that last night for Melbourne Food and Wine, which was charming. They've got one more night for that, but sadly it's sold out. But and then another thing I went during the week was at the Plaza Ballroom, which is this gem in Melbourne. It's under the Regent Theatre, where you can still go and get tickets to see Priscilla.
Wow.
But not for much longer. But they do this fabulous event down there called Truly Madly Deeply Melbourne, and it's so indulgent and so many lovely oysters. And
it sounds fabulous.
So they've been my two food adventures this week.
God, you get around. I love it.
I know. What a life. It's because of what you do, isn't it?
It is because of what I do.
Yes, events.
I'm in the hospitality.
You're in the know.
Somewhat. Mm. And sometimes I pay and sometimes I don't pay, but that's some of the perks. But, yeah, so there's obviously quite a few more things just this weekend. I think it's the last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, moving right along from the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, Stefan has been watching a TV show. Now, tell us all about this TV show.
So I've been enjoying food by proxy, just watching a TV show on a very popular streaming service called Nailed It.
Ah.
And it's really, in the wake of those Celebrity MasterChef or MasterChef or My Kitchen Rule, and really picking up the worst baker and trying to recreate masterpieces. And it's like a little bit like watching a slow motion car crash.
That sounds actually
so.
They are actually
looking for the worst baker.
Well,
did you say?
Well, I think they are. They must be casting them like that, because it is quite amazing. And one of the shows, they were trying to recreate a Donald Trump cake,
which
some of those cakes were actually probably quite nice.
That'd have to be as tall as the Rialto, wouldn't it?
But at the end of it, you could get the cake and then you could smash it against the wall. That could be really fun.
And
or you could have a pie fight.
Set fire to it and see if it just keeps burning.
That would be good.
Oh, God, we could just go there, couldn't we?
Tell us more about the show.
So it's quite...
It's American.
The host, there is a French chocolatier, Jacques Torres, who is from New York. Well, he's in New York, but he's French, and he runs a big chocolate thing and baker. And an actress, Nicole Byers.
I have heard of Nicole Byers.
And she's very funny, very witty, and there's a lot of judging going on, and not just to judge who's going to win the $10,000. And so the people win $10,000 for if they nail the pieces, which is mostly, fail them, but...
Oh, they do fail.
Oh, God, yeah.
That is too...
It's the sort of show that you and I could go on. I'm not much of a chef.
Probably could do too.
But don't you have to recreate from a disaster? Isn't that the rule?
Oh, no. It's a really great cake or great little cupcakes, all sort of things, and then you have to try to recreate life
for
life.
Oh, okay, so it's the norm. Yeah, that's what they normally do, isn't it? Yes.
And, so it's...
I've just thought of a guest that we should have on the program, actually, who's one of Melbourne's premier ice cream cake makers.
Okay.
Christy Tanya. We should have her on, actually, I reckon, because she's like, if you want to talk about cake she has nailed it. Totally.
Joy 94.9.
This is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. My name's Russ Marston. I'm here with Fiona Brooke, Stefan and Tess today. We've got a bit of a travel segment coming up. Now, did you know, people, did you know that Qantas started their first direct flight from Perth to London today?
Yes, I have been made aware of that.
Now, they've been rubbing up how good this is going to be. And I'll tell you what, it sounds pretty good, because all of the food on board is designed to avoid jet lag.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tess, now, you are into food. What kind of food would you imagine would be good for avoiding jet lag?
Well, it'd have to be low carbohydrates, because they generally put you to sleep, don't they?
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, avoiding jet lag, Well, actually, no, you could be right. High carbohydrates put you to sleep, wake up at the other end. Lot less trouble for air hostesses to look after.
Yeah. Oh, I think there was an article in the travel section recently about what to eat to avoid jet lag.
Okay.
So do you have any insight into what the food's going to be like?
Well, I know it's lots of fruits and salads.
Ooh. Okay.
Lots of fruits and salads and energy-based smoothies and all of this new type food and kale and everything to do with...
So it is low carbohydrate. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Fruit's full of sugar and they're carbs. But I can't imagine why you would need energy food.
Well, and the other thing that they've done is the plastics that hold the plane together. Once you get to a certain... pressurized, it causes jet lag, and so these plastics apparently stop at that point where jet lag kicks in.
Wow.
It's all very high tech.
That's great.
And as I can tell by looking at all of us around the table, we're very high tech.
Someone's done a lot of research on pieces of paper.
How long would that flight be then?
17 hours. Come on, Stefan, how do you think you'd go in a tube for 17 hours?
Well, I've done 14, I guess.
That's, that's another right. three. Another three. I mean, really, it's hard.
I don't know.
It's just another movie, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another movie.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a new term in travel. What do you think that term might be? No? No idea? No?
Come on, you haven't even given us a hint.
No, the latest term in travel is arsehole.
Arsehole.
No, it's not arsehole, it's arsehole. And so what we do in travel agencies all over the country, we have customers that come into our offices and they ask us lots of questions and they give us the illusion that they love us and they're going to book with us and then they go and book it online.
Oh, yeah.
So we call these people arseholes.
You know, I did something in reverse of that. I was desperately trying to book myself.
You weren't an arsehole, I hope.
No. I was the opposite. I was trying to book this flight from one Indonesian island to another. And I was having so much trouble finding the, you know, sorting out and the little airlines, they didn't have, like, was it proper, it wasn't in English or, and eventually I just went into a local travel agent on the street and I went, please help, I cannot figure out how to book this damn flight. And so I got them to book it for me.
I love
and
your work.
They were really, it was fantastic because, you know, sometimes if you're booking in and you know, it's not your language that you speak, it could be a little bit, and they don't have proper English translations, it could be a bit nerve-wracking. You could be paying for something and you're not sure what it is. You could be going to a completely other end of the country.
And so out of curiosity, going around the table here, would you use a travel agent or would you book it yourself? Stefan?
I've done both, but lately I probably haven't used a travel agent.
Fair enough.
But I've only bought flights with nothing else.
Yeah.
So I see I was going to ask you because I see that less of a need to get a travel agent if you're just buying flight. But what would you recommend people get a travel agent for?
Oh, look, I recommend simply to take the headache out of travelling. So more often than not, your airline will change your flight times and or they'll cancel a flight on you. And you won't find out about this until you get to the airport. So the easiest thing to do is have travel agent at home who works on your behalf. And the minute the flight time's changed or the flight's been cancelled, they send you a little email or SMS you while you're overseas and say, all taken care of, I've looked after this for you, you've just got to do this, and this, and takes out the headache of you having to do it yourself. What about you, Tess?
I always go to the same place, so I just get the airlines to send me the specials, and so for that I don't need a...
travel agent,
A travel agent, but if I did, I have in the past, and the lovely thing about most of them is that they've been to the place that you're going to.
Yeah, and that's always handy.
And they give you the lowdown because it can actually stop me from going to a place and choose a different place if it's not what I like. So they describe very well what that place is like.
I think you're right. I do think you're 100% right there. I mean, there's nothing worse than, for our community, the gay and lesbian community, there'd be nothing worse than going to a country where we're not welcome, for example.
And being unprepared.
And being unprepared, which we, like to talk about on this show, that, if you are going to a country where the laws are less than favourable towards our community, you don't want to be marching down the street...
Holding hands
and giving each other a peck on the cheek and find yourself... yourself locked up. So there's another reason to use a travel agent. But I think I'm very sympathetic to people who just want to book flights. I mean, why, you know, the these days travel agents don't get paid very much commission by airlines. No. So they do put a service fee on there to look after their time and effort. So and so generally speaking, if you're just booking flights, well, why not? But when it comes to asking about information and a holiday.
You want a nice time.
Exactly right. Mm. I think, you know, just what the message we like to get out to the travelling public is that in travel agencies, the hard workers only get paid if you book with them. So if you are a bit of an askhole, there's a thing called Google, and you can just Google to your life's content. You don't need to go and annoy a travel agent when you've got no intention of booking.
But, you know, even Google I don't think is that reliable, because I've read lots of reviews by very upset people. You know, when you go and you say, oh, well, what do you think about that? And it's just all people that are ranting.
Mm. Everyone likes a platform, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas an agent will have a real conversation with you.
Yeah, exactly right. And tell you what's...
Well, I think that if you're doing more complex travel plans, obviously a travel agent is the key. Also, if you want to travel to a specific country where, you know, like I remember where I was travelling through Syria and Iran, having agents was essential because obviously they're booking and are making arrangements for you in a way that you would simply not be able to do yourself. Or it would be very much more challenging.
Yeah. Well, we should ask our listeners what they think about that. Would you choose to use a travel agent, or would you like to book your own holiday direct? We'd love to know what you'd like to know. So how can they get in touch, Fiona?
They can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. They can phone the front desk and speak to Neil on 1300-JOY-949. They can email us right here in the studio, and I'm looking at the computer right now, on air at joy.org.au, so I will see your message. And also, we should announce that we do have a new subscriber.
Get out!
Yes, I'll just put my glasses on so I can see the screen. Rachel from Mill Park has just
isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, Rachel!
Membership, and we have already got a lovely message here.
Oh yes,
dear Joy 94.9, you don't get personality, knowledge, professionalism, confidence, or a nice, friendly smile from a travel booking website. Yeah. Lots of
here.
The two old poofs.
Oh, we love the two old poops.
The two old poops are back. We haven't heard from you guys for a while. Thank you for that. It is so true. A smile and much more.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.